In terms of a related issue, similarly, we have an obligation to our personnel when we put them in harm's way to the best of our ability try to not only give them water, but also to try and equip them better than we have in the past. And with the fire seasons, unfortunately, with some regularity now being much more problematic than they've been in years past, our officers find themselves much more frequently, particularly in our West and Valley bureaus, having to be in those fire lines working with the firefighters. So what we're looking to do is acquire some additional equipment for our personnel. We'll start first with our Western Valley Bureau, and I'm going to ask Captain Carol Aborn to just brief you and display to you some of the equipment that we'll be acquiring and distributing to our personnel to better protect them as they're at risk on some of these fire scenes. With that, Carol, if you could step up for a moment, please. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm from Planning and Research Division. As the Chief said, we've seen an increase in the number of fires that we have. It's not just fire season. It's frequently year-round. And the department plays a critical role. Although we don't get involved in firefighting, we are very close to the fires on perimeter control, handling traffic and pedestrian movement, securing areas so that there aren't criminals going into the area to conduct thefts, handling evacuations, assisting the fire department with that, and from time to time actually engaging in life-saving activities. As a result of our increased exposure to fire, the department and the chief in particular is very interested in safeguarding our employees' both health and safety, and asked that we conduct research and put together some equipment to support them. And what we found, and actually in West LA, this is near and dear to my heart, I worked West LA, and of course, the fire is not just a threat, it's a reality in the West LA and other areas and in the Valley. We had gotten fire kits that were actually donated by the community, and they consisted of goggles to protect our eyes, respirators that are not just your average respirator, this is really good for fire locations, and gloves to protect our hands. Obviously, long sleeve. We also have another optional uniform that is fire resistant. This uniform and equipment, this equipment in particular, is being used by the fire department, and so that is what we're going with also. We're putting out a chief's notice to indicate we don't have all of the equipment. We're in the process of trying to secure funding so that we can actually equip each officer with it. In the meantime, we're going to be distributing it based on priority, the Valley first, to as many officers as possible, and also to the response vehicles. And if there's any questions afterwards, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Did you say you spelled your name